The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, we're going to talk about Instagram growth and really ultimately what I think are the five key pillars to growing on Instagram. And now before we go any further, before we get into the meat and bones of this episode and really talk about these growth strategies, I want to first say that growth isn't necessarily what everyone is after. I recognize that, and I hope you recognize that too. Whether it's my account, some other account, someone who you try to model your account after, or even your own personal Instagram account, everyone's business and everyone's Instagram account is different, and we're all in different stages and seasons. Some of us are in seasons where we really want to grow, like we want more followers in the door because that means more people in our tribe, more people who we can network with, more people who we can market to and sell to, more potential customers. But some of us aren't in a growth phase. Some of us are in a relationship building phase where you're really trying to pour into your existing audience. You're really trying to serve and connect with and build the relationships with the people who are already following you. And I recognize that, you know, there are multiple seasons and there are different reasons to be in different seasons in your business or on Instagram. And a lot of us, honestly, are somewhere in between. We're trying to grow and also nurture our existing audience. And I recognize that. But the strategies that I'm about to share with you today are the five things that I think are absolutely most important if you're trying to grow. Whether that's trying to grow a little bit or if you're all in on the growth phase right now, you're like, Brock, it is go time. My 2021 is all about marketing and growth. These are the five things that I think are most important for Instagram growth. And the analogy that I like to use and the analogy that I'm going to be using throughout today's episode is thinking of growth as fire. Think of your Instagram growth as a fire. The more you are growing, the larger that fire is. And these five things that I'm about to share with you, let's think of those as different logs on the fire. So if you take out any one of them, sure, the growth might not be as strong, but I don't want you to sit in the corner consoling yourself, crying in the fetal position because one of these five logs isn't working. Like, let's say we talk about hashtags and hashtags aren't working for you right now. There's still four other logs that you can pour gasoline onto, go double down with, and grow your fire and grow your Instagram. So if something that I'm about to share, you feel like, oh, that doesn't work for me, or Brock, I just try that and I'm banging my head against the wall, but just nothing is working when it comes to that strategy, that's okay. Let's not lose our minds because one of these five logs goes out. Let's focus on the logs that are still burning. We can try to bring that one that died out back to life, but let's really pour gasoline on these other logs and make sure that the fire continues to grow even without the one or two logs we might be missing. The first Instagram growth strategy that I want to talk to you about is the one I already mentioned, hashtags. If you have a smaller account on Instagram, and you know who you are, maybe you just started, maybe you only have a couple hundred followers, maybe you've had Instagram for a while, but you're finally now deciding to use it for your business, hashtags can be a super effective way to grow. Now, and I'm going to be totally honest with you, if you have a big account, one with maybe more than 10,000 followers, hashtags might not be as effective as a growth strategy for you. Overall, though, I think that the leveling of the playing field that has taken place within hashtags is a great thing. And what I mean by that is, if you have a smaller account, you can now grow, or at least have the potential to grow and reach a larger audience by using the right hashtags better than ever before. And that's because no longer does Instagram compare your posts to every other post of everyone who ever uses that hashtag. Instagram compares your posts to your own previous posts. So in the past, if you made a post and you used a hashtag, Instagram would compare your post with only a couple of likes and a couple of comments to all of the mega influencers who have thousands of likes and thousands of comments. Of course, you're never going to show up. You're never going to rank as a top post, and you're never going to grow by using hashtags. But Very recently, Instagram has made a change to really level the playing field so that if you get 12 likes and on your normal posts you get 8 likes, well, guess what? That's one of your best posts. And actually, by a pretty significant margin, that's one of your best Instagram posts. And so your posts are more likely to perform, also known as rank or show up within Instagram hashtags. So the first strategy for growth that is currently working, especially if you have a small account, is Instagram hashtags. Now, trust me, we could spend the next hour talking about Instagram hashtags, and I'm not going to bore you with nonstop data and teachings and lessons on hashtags. If you want the full lesson of how to use hashtags and the best way to find your most optimized list of hashtags, those lessons are all included inside the Insta Club Hub. If you don't know what the Insta Club Hub is, or if you haven't joined already, I highly recommend that you join ASAP, like now, because at the time of recording this, it's January 27th. But we are raising the price of the Insta Club Hub in February. So I don't know exactly when. It's not going to be February 1st, but at some point in February, we are going to be raising the price. Currently, the Insta Club Hub is available for just $27 a month. Yeah, for just $27 a month, which is a crazy low price. My mom and I, Shalene and I, the hosts of this podcast, we do 2 live trainings. Those live trainings usually are about an hour long, followed by an hour long Q&A. So you get like 4 hours of live instruction from my mom and myself, as well as access to dozens of quick bite-sized lessons, including how to use hashtags and all of the different growth strategies that I'm going to share with you today. And a ton of more resources like a Q&A section, a referral program, and so much more. So again, it's crazy that we priced it so low to launch. My mom is not happy that I convinced her to price it at just $27 for launch. But again, we are raising the price within the month. Within the next 30 days, we will be raising the price of Insta Club Hub. But if you join now, you will lock in the $27 price. So even if we increase it to $3 billion a month, you still get it access for just $27 a month. And it's a month-to-month membership, so you can cancel at any time. There's no minimum commitment. There's no contract that you have to sign. You can opt out and delete your account and deactivate your subscription at any time. That is our promise to you. But I also promise you that the price will be going up very soon. And I promise you that the Insta Club Hub is so worth your time and money. I can't plead with you enough to tell you how valuable this resource is. I could list you the dozens and dozens of accounts and DMs and testimonials that we have from people, large and small, who are growing their account and finally turning in the right direction because of the Insta Club Hub. But if we're being really honest, you know that the Insta Club Hub is worth your time. This podcast is worth your time, and this is free. Imagine what you would get for just $27 a month if you had 4 hours of live training with my mom and myself. So that's enough of my rant about the Insta Club Hub. Again, it's instaclubhub.com, and it's available currently for just $27 a month, but the price is going up very soon. Anyways, back to hashtags and how much they work and proof that they work. One of our Insta Club Hub members had about 100 followers at the time of making the post that I'm about to read to you about. The post that she made got 181 likes. Now again, she only had 100 followers, but it got 181 likes. It also got 14 comments. And best of all, this post reached 4,744 people. That's right, it reached 97% of accounts that weren't even following her before. She only had 100 followers, and this post reached almost 5,000 people. How did it do that? Through hashtags. She used niche specific hashtags, hashtags that are related to her post and related to the industry in which she serves. So again, the first log that is on your Instagram growth fire is hashtags. The second strategy that I want to share with you, the second log in the fire, if you will, is Instagram Reels. Now, this could change in the future, but Instagram Reels are currently the hottest form of content on Instagram. Instagram Reels are being pushed to people like never before. We've never seen a piece of content that gets shown to more people than Reels are consistently right now. Most people I'm finding are getting as many views on their Reels as they have followers. That means not that 100% of your followers are seeing your Reels, but rather that when you post a Reel, you are likely reaching dozens, hundreds, if not thousands of people who don't already follow you. We've even had plenty of Insta Club Hub members go viral with some of their reels and increase by 1,000, 2,000, even up to 3,000 followers in a week just from posting one single reel. So you absolutely should be using Instagram reels. I recommend let's go for one a day. Now, you might not be able to record one a day, but that is a great goal to shoot for. Maybe you can only get to two or three in a week, but posting at least one reel a day is a great way to optimize your Instagram account for growth right now. Strategy number three that I want to share with you is another kind of feed post, and that is Instagram carousel posts. Now, a lot of people get thrown off by the name carousel, and I recently did a poll, and 40% of my audience didn't know what a carousel post was, just by the name. But most of us do actually know what a carousel post is once I explain it. A carousel post is what Instagram calls those feed posts that are kind of like slideshows. If you follow me, you know what I'm talking about. They're the things that you can kind of like swipe through and see up to 10 pictures or videos all in one post. Those are called carousels by Instagram. Carousel posts are a great way to grow your account, and here's why. If you post just a traditional single image post to your Instagram feed, your audience only has one opportunity to engage with it. If I follow you and you post just a single picture and that picture shows up on my feed, I only have one chance to like it, save, share, comment, whatever. But if I don't, if I just keep on scrolling, that's the last time I will ever see that image because Instagram's like, oh, okay, Brock doesn't like this picture. We won't show it to him again. But here's the really cool thing about carousel posts. If, let's say, you post a carousel and I see it, but I don't engage, I keep scrolling, I close Instagram, whatever, Instagram will show me the carousel again later on in the day. But rather than showing me the first image, they'll show me the second image, or the third image, or the fourth slide, or the fifth slide. They will show me a different piece of the carousel to try to increase my likelihood of engaging. Instagram's like, okay, he didn't like that first image, but maybe he'll like the second one. Maybe he'll like the sixth one. Maybe he'll like the 10th one. They will show me a different image from the carousel. This has been proven time and time again to increase reach, views, and engagement. I mean, it's just human nature. If we see something more times, we're more likely to interact with it. So from now on, when you're posting on your Instagram feed, consider turning that single image or video into a carousel post. The fourth log to growing your Instagram fire is, of course, consistency. Consistency is kind of thought of as the gasoline to be poured on this fire, but really everything boils down to consistency. Consistency on Instagram is, of course, a big topic and a big debate. Some people say, post a couple times a week and you're fine. But I disagree, because if you only post, let's say, three times in a week, that means that your audience only has three opportunities to interact with you that week. That means that you only have three chances to grow your account and reach new people that week. Let's compare that to some of your competitors and some other people who are in your niche and who are doing what you're doing, who are posting 2 to 3 times per day to their Instagram feed. That means they're posting 14 to 21 posts this week. That means they have 14 to 21 opportunities to reach new people, grow their account, and really just dominate the industry. Compare that 14 to 21 posts to your 3 or 4 posts. And it's obvious when we think about it that way that, of course, the person who posts more is going to win. Now, let me say two things. Number one, I recognize that everyone is in a different season. I said it earlier. Everyone's at a different stage in their life, in their business, in Instagram. Maybe you have a husband. Maybe you have kids. Maybe you work 3 different other jobs. Maybe you have other things going on, and you just can't manage to post 2 to 3 times per day to your Instagram feed. I understand that, and I recognize that. Maybe your goal isn't growth right now. That's fine. Don't post 2 to 3 times per day to your Instagram feed. But if your goal is growth on Instagram, you need to be posting as much as possible. If your goal is to grow on Instagram, you need to be sharing valuable content to your feed as frequently as humanly possible. And here is a great analogy that I love to share. If someone were to knock on your door once an hour and hand you a $100 bill, you would open the door every single time. Why? Because every single time that person shows up, it's valuable. You love that person. You want them actually to show up more because every single time they do show up, they're handing you a $100 bill. It doesn't matter if they show up 50 times in a day. You want them to show up more because every single time you are getting something that is valuable. Your Instagram works the exact same way. If you are showing up with value every single time that you post, your audience is going to consistently open the door for you. They're going to consistently engage and interact. But guess what? If you show up with posts that aren't valuable, your audience is going to tune you out and they're going to stop opening the door. I mean, imagine if that guy, instead of opening the door and handing you a $100 bill, imagine if you open the door and he's like, hey, could I tell you a story about the vacation my family went on? Hey, can I tell you about what I ate for breakfast? Hey, can I tell you about my workout this morning? Hey, can I tell you about my what my kids did that I thought was funny? You're going to not open the door because no one cares. That's just interesting stuff. And it's probably not even interesting to you. It's probably not even that interesting. Something that I hear all the time is my audience saying, you know, I don't feel like I live that exciting of a life. I don't feel like I don't do these things that are that crazy, or I'm not going on trips and I'm not taking private jets. That's fine. You don't have to do those things. Those things actually aren't what get people to show up anyways. What gets your audience to consistently show up and open the dang door for you is by you consistently adding value. You consistently serving them and making them feel like they walk away from your post having learned something, feeling inspired, feeling motivated, feeling like their emotions were captivated, or they were moved, or they were made laughed, or they were entertained. Offer something valuable with every single post. This is kind of like part two of this log, if you will, part two of the consistency growth strategy. But if you show up with value every single time and you are consistent, you are posting daily, if not 2 to 3 times per day to your Instagram feed, your Instagram will grow. My fifth and final Instagram growth strategy is a question. And this is a question that you need to be asking yourself. The question is not, what can my followers do for me? But what can I do for my followers? And here's the answer. Engage. The more you can engage, connect with your followers, connect with the people in your niche, the more your account will grow. Now, you should be engaging with the people who don't just follow you, but the people who you want to be following you. There's likely a big group of people on Instagram who you would be perfect for, but they don't know you exist. It's your job to find them and to engage with them. The more authentically and regularly that you can engage with your target audience on Instagram, whether they're following you or not, the more your account will grow. Instagram, their algorithm, is a relational algorithm. It's a relation-based algorithm. What that means is Instagram's algorithm determines who sees your posts and how many people see your posts based off relationships. They want to see who you are interacting with in order to determine who is most likely to interact with you. So if you're not interacting with people, if you're not engaging with other accounts, and you're not going out of your way to find your target market on Instagram, then Instagram isn't going to go out of its way to make sure that your target market finds you. It's your job to engage, build connections, and make sure that people find and discover your account. Now, of course, it's very important when you are engaging with other target accounts on Instagram that you're not being spammy. You're not like, hey, come check out my page, or hey, I do this too, or hey, I have great tips for this on my account. You are just offering possible solutions to their problem. You are answering questions. You are asking questions. You are leaving thoughtful, engaging comments. You are trying to start conversations. You are connecting with people. And again, this is in the comments section, just to build relationships. Now, it's human nature that they will want to say, hey, who is this person who's commenting? And they will come back to your profile. It's human nature that they will be curious. They will check out your profile. And if your profile is optimized, as we've talked about in other episodes of Build Your Tribe, and as we've talked about at length inside the Insta Club Hub, then your account will grow. Now, you'll notice that nowhere in this episode have I talked about Instagram stories. And that's because Instagram stories are not a way to grow your Instagram account. I will say it again. Instagram stories are not a way to grow your Instagram account. I have about 60,000 followers on Instagram. I get about 10,000 views per Instagram story. You want to know the most followers I've ever gotten from an Instagram story? 2. That's right. I average 10,000 views, and the most followers I've ever gotten is 2. And I'm super consistent on stories. I'm on stories all day long. But stories don't help you grow your following, and that's because the only people who are seeing your stories are the people who are already following you. So stories aren't a way to grow your following. Oh, and one final log for your Instagram fire growth is the Insta Club Hub. I know I talked about it at length earlier. This is your last reminder of this episode. It's time to pull the trigger on the Insta Club Hub. $27 a month? Are you kidding me? That's less than a dollar a day. For 2 live trainings with my mom and myself, dozens of pre-recorded lessons, a Q&A section, and the most up-to-date information on strategies that are actually going to save you time so you can start growing on Instagram without having to spend hours and hours and hours every single day glued to your phone, and actually growing with the kind of followers who are going to become customers. Because that's our ultimate goal. We don't want you to just grow some vanity metrics and get more likes, get more followers. We actually want you to grow your customer base so that you can start making more money, so you can start growing your business. So I'll end my spiel, I'll shut my mouth here, and I'll sign off by saying, I highly recommend joining the Insta Club Hub. And again, you can visit instaclubhub.com or click the link down below in the description. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.